Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Diedrich Bader on the hotline right
now.
Oh,
not him.
He's about to make us the most hated team in the National Football League.
Jesus, God almighty. I love him. I love him so much, man.
He's the best. He, in everything he's been in. In the afternoons on the CW here, American Housewife is still on in reruns. This is a fantastic show.
Office Space. You name it. Literally every single goddamn thing he's ever done, I've loved.
Born December 24th in Alexandria, Virginia, and raised in Paris, France, our next guest had bit parts in The Fresh Prince and Quantum Leap before landing the part that brought him national attention on The Drew Carey Show. He's gone on to turn in memorable performances in such films as Office Space and Napoleon Dynamite, as well as on such series as Veep and American Housewife, and his voice work on such animated series as The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy and Batman, The Brave and the Bold. And on November 30th, you can see him in the new Hallmark Christmas movie filmed right here in KC, Holiday Touchdown, A Chief's Love Story. Please welcome actor and friend of the show, Diedrich Bader.
How have you been, Diedrich?
I've been well. I've been really well. I'm excited about this movie coming out. Well, airing anyway.
Dude, we realized today, no wonder the world has turned on the Kansas City Chiefs and us. It's preposterous. This what's happening. The phenom quarterback, the Taylor Swift, the greatest pop music superstar in the world, is Travis Kelce. Just everything that comes along with the back-to-back Super Bowls, looking for a three-peat. Now the Hallmark Channel, the Chiefs love story. I'm like, godly. I love living here, but I have to admit, I can see from the outside looking in why people may be throwing stones now.
No. I think you guys still come off as like scrappy underdogs.
The real common man. Yeah.
Who doesn't root for scrappy underdogs? Yeah. You guys are... No, it's true. You don't get the sense of like the Patriots or the Giants where you can actually... like actively, or the 49ers even, going back a little bit, where you can actively root for, actively root against them.
Right.
Where the Chiefs are like, all right, good on them, you know, reluctantly.
Well, dude, that's how we feel. I'm like, the first time I went out and somebody said something negative about the Chiefs, I was like, what? And in my heart, I thought, we're everyone's second favorite team, man, wherever you live. And then I was like,
yeah, it's true. Once I will say as a Commanders fan, like once the Commanders are out, then I which is going to happen, let's face it, I focus back on the Chiefs because I know it's going to work out. And it's also fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's like an improbable win. I don't know if you've noticed that, but it never feels like dominant. It always feels like, you know, somebody coming from behind and you're rooting for them. And then they pull it out and you're like, gosh, good for those guys.
It always feels like a Hollywood setup. It really does.
It does.
And again, that's, you know, but so does the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing. Travis is a lovable, goony, funny guy. Like, but he's never been, the man about town. He's never been the, aren't I cool? He's always been you've seen him doing Fight for Your Right by the Beastie Boys. It's horrendous, right? but in such a great way, in a real like, hey man, you're one of us. And so when you see that guy, truly, like, you know, and it is love. I mean, nobody can dispute that now. It's not some setup thing. Those two people really love each other, and that's nice. And then you see him, or his mom, and his brother, and they all get along. And then, it's a movie setup. It's super weird. I love it.
It's crazy, right?
It's real. And,
speaking of movie setups, I'm going to set up my own movie here.
Thank you. Saying
that Donna's in it.
I know.
Donna is in the our little Hallmark movie. Can you believe that?
I love it. I love it. What a wonderful mom. Like, what a great example of what we all want as a mom.
Yeah. You know what else she did as a mom years and years ago? And this may be breaking news, but she told me this on the set. I said, you know, it's a pleasure to meet you. She said, we've met before. I said, really? She goes, years ago, we lived in the Cleveland area, And you guys on the Drew Carey Show were shooting Cleveland Rocks, and me and the boys came down and were extras in Cleveland Rocks.
That's so great. Like, how do you not love that, man? That's fantastic.
That was really cool. Dude. Yeah, I don't know. She's fabulous. Taking them down there. So we've actually worked together before. Yeah. Dude. So I was like, oh, gosh, I hope I was nice. She goes, yeah, of course.
You know who the sandbagging son of a bitch is our friend, and he's a real friend, Trent Green, never let on and told us he was in a movie.
Yeah. 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 That's because, there was the legal restraint against him on the movie.
Did you
wanted to be on it so bad he showed up every day, and it was a little sad.
Dude, is he not the nicest, most straightforward, decent human being? Like, it's ridiculous how good a human being he is, man. And we've got to know each other.
Everybody was incredibly nice. Oh. And, you know, the other players that we had on the show were also really nice. It seems to be like the thing of the area. You have to move to the, if you move to the area, you're automatically nice. I've never had a city that was so welcoming and warm and really sweet. And also, by the way, you know, the barbecue of Kansas City is legendary,
and
rightly so.
Yep, it is really
fantastic.
No, it is real. It took me a while living here to really understand it. And this is not disparaging others, because I was always like, well, of course we always say ours is the best because I live here. And that's what you say in the city you live in. And I started to travel.
Of course, you defend your region. Yeah, naturally.
And I started to try their barbecue, and I was secretly eating it going, this is okay, but ours is better.
This is better.
Honestly, like, it's really.
It genuinely is. And I'm come from the South. So, like, in North Carolina, where I went to school, they're very, very proud of their barbecue down there, too. And it is good. It's really different. It's not as rich as Kansas City. Like, Kansas City has a depth to their flavor, but it's so intense. I had a great time. I went to, like, 8 different places. I really enjoyed going around. And my favorite ones were, like, I think it's called CJ's.
Yep.
And that was really
Slaps
good.
Slaps is really good.
Slaps was one of my favorites. And the pork ribs at a place with numbers in it. Like
What, Q39? Yeah, Q39.
Yeah, Q39. Those are really good. It was really great.
Of course.
Yeah, I totally enjoyed it.
You have Hayward's.
Totally enjoyed the town. I can't wait to go back.
Come on. We're
going to have a premiere.
Are you? So what's going to happen? Because that's what I wanted to talk about. Like, because I know it debuts Saturday, the 30th, at 7 o'clock Kansas City time on Hallmark. But what's the premiere? What's our situation? Do you know yet?
So it's the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So what? It's the Saturday after that, and I think it's at the Hallmark. Is there a Hallmark Theater?
Where is that? I'll have to find out. I'm sure there is. I just don't have them all memorized. But man, I can't wait.
Of course, yeah. I think it's somewhere around there. But anyway, they're flying a bunch of the actors in and the director, and so yeah, it's going to be really fun, and I can't wait to go to Kansas City again. Like, I'm super excited about it. I hope they have it catered, and I hope it's barbecue, but it's probably going to be.
Dude, over the years, everything you've done, like, it is, to me, such a life well lived. You're a great actor, and you find great roles, and I know it's hard, because people don't know, we talk about this a lot, when you're an actor, when you're an entertainer, it's like you're applying for jobs all your life. You don't get a job and stay at it like the rest of us do. Like, every job is just a few months, and then you have to go back out and start putting in more applications again. And
the majority of my life is being rejected.
Yes, right. So you get out and you do this, and you always seem to find the greatest role, stuff that I think amuses you and makes you happy to be a part of, because it makes you laugh. You find it interesting. I mean, across the board, there's a common thread through everything you do. And we've talked about this before, but man, it's really rare that you get to do projects you really love and you really think are funny and cool.
Well, thanks, John. Yeah, you know, one of the things that I always look for is a script that makes me laugh. And that's why... I mean, people, like, how did you hear about Napoleon Dynamite? Well, they offered it to me, and I laughed so much when I was reading it in bed that my wife told me to shut up.
It's the best.
It's too much.
It's the best.
Yeah, and then by the end of it, I was like, you know, they told me not to do it, and my wife goes, you're crazy if you don't. You've never laughed that much. No, I mean, you know, you have to go by your own taste and something distinctive and try to find something that makes you laugh and happy, because otherwise, what are you doing with your life? And I believe that I've been put here to make people laugh and feel good. And so I hope that I do in this new one. I will say about this movie coming up, the thing about a Hallmark movie is it does feel like it's a formula. Obviously, people make fun of it all the time. But, you know, sometimes when you do a recipe just right, it's really good. It's like, yes. It's like comfort food. It doesn't mean that comfort food can't be delicious. This will be delicious comfort food.
The same people that say that stuff are the same people that say, oh, don't go see the Empire State Building or the Statue of Liberty in New York because it's touristy. Well, you know why it's touristy? Because it's awesome. Because it's great.
Yeah, because it's super fun.
Yes.
It's a totally fun thing to do. That's why everybody wants to do it.
And as far as formulas go, I used this quote earlier today. A reviewer was pimping Angus Young of AC/DC, saying, critics say you write the same song over and over. And he just, in that voice, he's like, well, it's an effing good song now, isn't it?
Well, it's like what Frank Zappa said about Elmore James. He plays the same note over and over, but he always means it.
That's right. That's right, man. And listen, I love movies where the good guys win. I love the movie where we can believe in it. Those are the movies I want to see. Those are the ones I want, because we need that kind of hope, man. I'm disconnecting from my reality. I want to live in that reality or for a moment stay in it where good guys win and the dog does come home and, the right person wins the fight and the team wins the game. I'm a sucker
honestly,
for it.
Johnny, that's why radio plays the hits. That's why we own albums. That's why we own DVDs. We want the same thing. We want something that reminds us of either another time or just comforts us when we start listening to it.
Yeah.
And, a Hallmark movie is that. Are these two crazy kids going to get together? Spoiler alert, they probably are.
Holiday Touchdown, Chiefs Love Story, Saturday, November 30th, 7 o'clock Hallmark. In the theater, by the way, it's got to be at Crown Center. I know exactly what they're going to do because that's where the Hallmark Corporate Center is.
Yeah, it's going to be. By the way, that Crown Center was really nice. I really like Kansas City, guys.
Oh, dude, I can't wait to see you, man. Hopefully we'll find some time and you'll have a moment and we can catch up and maybe even go to the opening, the debut.
Hey, I'd love that. I would love that. Honestly, come.
Well, anything, man. Diedrich, anytime you want to stop by, anytime you've got time for us, man, you're always welcome here. It's always great to talk.
Johnny, thank you so much. Guys, thanks for having me back on.
Take care, brother. The great Diedrich Bader.
Okay.
What a good dude, man.